This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, it's RÚV English Radio. My name's Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. I've come back to a spot where I've stood, well, every year for the last 3 years now, the site of the Viking Festival that's taking place in Hafnarfjörður. The conversation I'm having today takes place on Thursday, but as you hear this being published at 11 o'clock on Friday morning, the Viking Festival in front of me, which is being set up at the moment, will be in full flow. And someone who's nodding along with that, hoping that it comes true, is Salka, who is from the organisation Rimigur, who are behind this. Just remind us what that word means.
Rimmegjur is the name of our Viking reenactment group, and it's taken from the saga Njála, and it's Skarphéðinn's axe. It's called Rimmegjur, and that's also the logo of our group. It's, a, it's an axe head.
Well, yeah. I've been here, as I say, for the last couple of years talking to your colleague Tandri, who's not here today, but he will, of course, be here over the course of the next few days. So what can we expect?
Well, we've got lots of things planned. We've got two bands this year. We have Spiritual Seasons from Ukraine and Krauka coming back from Denmark. They've been with us many years. We've got crafters from all over. We've got smiths. I think we may have three smithies up this year. We've got even someone going to attempt to make glass beads in a furnace made of Icelandic clay, which is going to be very interesting. We have, oh boy, we have
so
archery, we have axe throwing, spear throwing, we have braiding, and you can participate in all of these things. You can buy little tokens and get to try to shoot a bow or throw axes or learn some Viking braiding. And yeah.
And one of those bands, as you say, coming from Ukraine, because the Viking world did extend further east and south than a lot of people think, didn't it?
Yes, absolutely. There is the Norse, which are very predominantly coming from Norway, Scandinavia, and Iceland as well. And then there are the Rus Vikings, which come from that sort of eastern part of Europe. And there was so much trade in between that those cultures were very like related at that time. Mm. The sort of northern Eastern Europe and the Scandinavian countries. So there's a lot of archaeological finds where you have, I for example have a belt that has a buckle that's found in Birka, and a belt end that has the mold for that belt end is found in Kiev, but the belt end itself is found in Birka.
Yes.
So it's like there was clearly trade between. We found the molds of pieces in certain, like across, all the way across Europe and down, further down south as well.
The Vikings weren't so much a race of people as they were a type of person. Would that be fair?
Yes. Well, we are reenacting that sort of period, the period where the Vikings were quite powerful. But Viking means, it means someone who goes out to explore, to raid or trade, or basically you go Viking.
Yes.
And the fact that we are calling ourselves Viking is perhaps not completely indicative. We're not sailing boats out over the ocean, but we're sort of reenacting this time, also known as Landnámsöld, or the settlement age in Iceland. And it's called Viking Age in the rest of Europe because the Vikings were being a bit annoying at the time.
Well, the Vikings had a terrible reputation. People are scared of them in history and think of them as sort of barbarians or evil or not cultured. What this festival shows, I think, another study of the Vikings shows that they were, in fact, people who groomed themselves very well. They took care of their appearance. They didn't just plunder and steal and rape, did they?
Yes. No, of course. I mean, there was people of all kinds back then as well. There were those that went out and plundered and stole, but there was also the people who stayed at home, the ones who traveled, who traded, who worked around. They're just not the ones we have the most stories about, maybe, but we have lots of archaeological evidence about them existing and how they existed. And that's sort of what we're trying to bring out, is the whole spectrum of people that were alive in that time and put their trade on the market, Viking Age.
Tell me more about the music, because obviously here in Iceland, the stories, the written stories, have been preserved very well down through the centuries and through the generations. The Viking music and the music that we'll hear over the next few days here in Hafnarfjörður, how authentic is that?
The music is always a hard thing because it's not something we have written down and we don't have artifacts.
Or recordings, obviously.
Yeah, or recordings, obviously. So we have nothing to really tell us exactly how it was. And Iceland was very unfortunate that we lost a lot of our folk music through when the Protestants took over sort of in the Middle Ages. and our history is preserved in stories, in written stories. But other countries like the Faroe Islands and Denmark and even England, they have much more preserved story tunes that have been sort of preserved throughout the years. I don't know how accurate it is, but it's certainly evocative of that age. And we have there's a couple of pieces of like musical writing from that time, and they are the inspiration for the things that then people have created their own original music
based on
those.
That style.
Yeah, in that style.
This has Hafnarfjörður, where we're standing just now, the 28th festival, I think, taking place this year. Hafnarfjörður is known as the Viking town. Why is that?
The Viking festival started in Hafnarfjörður. It started with Johannes at Fjörukráin, basically having a little market and inviting some reenactors from England, who showed up back in 96, I think, the first time, or 95 or 96. And they basically were shocked that there was no reenactment of Viking times in Iceland, and encouraged a group of young lads to start a Viking group, and they started Rimugígur in 97.
So that's the roots then of this festival, and also why I guess Hafnarfjörður, with some justification, is known as the Viking town, then, if all that work's been done. Do you find that people come here because they want to find out more about their own roots? Obviously this is going to be tremendous fun, and it is every year, but is there an educational side to this as well, would you say?
Oh, absolutely. We get people from all over the world who want to come look for the roots and want to see sort of what we're doing and our take on it. And then, of course, everyone has their own interpretations and their stories and the media they have consumed and the research they've read. And it's such a good conversations can be had here with Vikings and with anyone at these market stalls.
Yeah. And that's a big part of this. You can buy all kinds of Viking-related items here.
Yes, we try to keep the market to either to copies of finds or inspired by art that's found. We have lots of art from the Viking Age. We have lots of carvings. We have lots of jewelry. We have even tapestries from a closer era. We have just all sorts of, both in with carvings in wood and stone and metal. And that is one of the main things that is sort of, so you get the tools for that, you get the jewelry inspired by or copies of finds. And yeah, all sorts of things that the Vikings would use. You've got carving knives or wool, plant-dyed wool, for example. We love our colors. The Vikings were a lot more colorful than they look like in the the modern Viking.
You think of them as sort of gray and brown, don't you? But they're not.
No, they're all about color, because it's color was something that you could get from plants and dyes, so yellows and greens. You can get blue from indigo, which actually comes from also a plant called woad, which is quite common in Northern Europe. And so blue was easier to get, difficult in Iceland, but easier to get in other places in Europe and so on. So you can also sort of trace people based on their colors, where those plants were most common.
And so all of this reflected in the wares that will be available. I think I asked your colleague Tandri this last year, but what do you think, let's say Hollywood, gets most wrong about the Vikings? If someone's never really studied the Vikings, all they know is what they see in the Marvel movies or whatever. What really annoys you when you see something being... Is it the double horn helmet?
Yeah, the double horn helmet and the leather and the laces. Those are really tight. If you want a good Hollywood, or I don't know if it's a Hollywood movie, but a Norseman... Or Northman, with Alexander Skarsgård.
Yes, I think Björk has a cameo role in that, doesn't she?
Yeah, she might have. Yes. And it's also, that's one of the movies that reenactors watch and they go, oh, the shoes! They got the shoes right! So that's a really good one if you want to go for as close to what we're doing as you can. But obviously the Hollywood Viking, it's a cool aesthetic, but it's not exactly what we're going for here.
It's not quite spot on, okay. Yeah. So as I say, when you hear the conversation that we're having just now, it'll be Friday the 13th. Of June, and that will be day one of this festival.
Oh, it's all the way on to the 18th. We do 5 to 6 usually, and we're even aiming for a 7-day festival on our 30th anniversary in 2027.
Two years away.
It's going to be even bigger.
Well, listen, you're the busiest person probably in all of Iceland, not just Hafnarfjörður today, because you are currently marshalling various performers and finding them places to stay for the next couple of days. So, Salka, I'm going to let you get back to that.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And thank you very much for your time today. The Viking Festival is on here in the centre of Hafnarfjörður. You can't miss it. starting today, Friday the 13th, and runs for 6 glorious days. It's RUV English Radio. My name's Darren Adam, and you can get in touch anytime. We're English at ruv.is.
There is more from RUV English, with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RUV English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RUV.